If you're living on the streets,
you have to adapt to your environment. You have to, or it'll eat you up.
That gentleman was one of the homeless folks counted by the hundreds of volunteers who checked Valley streets and alleyways yesterday to hand count the homeless, the yearly count required by the federal government. Local governments want it to be accurate because it helps secure funding for the resources needed to help the homeless. The official number will be announced in a few weeks, but based on census numbers I saw recently, that new homeless count could be 25% bigger than previous years. But as we talk about big numbers, I want to focus on the smallest one, the number one. That man you heard earlier talked with KTAR's Colton Krolak, but only if he could be identified by his initials. LML's homeless journey started more than a year ago when he got laid off from his welding job during COVID.
I've been a welder 50 years, bro, 50 years. I love what I got.
Especially sad to learn that LML is a 62-year-old Army veteran who says he's had a hard time landing a job due to his age. He wants to be known only by his initials because he doesn't want his adult daughters to find out he's on the streets.
You don't rely on the kids at this age. You just don't.
A veteran too proud to ask for help. I get it. As an embedded reporter in Iraq, I met many soldiers and Marines who exuded an attitude of being able to do everything by themselves. But everybody needs help at some point in their life. And I'll remind struggling veterans that you never kicked in doors or charged across a battlefield without someone having your six. Today, I had the honor of working with the Elks from Lodge 335, working through Arizona paralyzed veterans to hand out necessities to homeless vets. To the vets who weren't there out of some misguided sense of honor, I say, please don't rob me of the joy of helping. And to LML, I say, if you're worried about the disappointment that'll be visible in your daughter's eyes when they learn you're homeless, imagine how much more pain will be visible in their eyes upon finding out they could have helped, and you didn't let them.